Last segment, we talked, among other things, about the toilet commercials for American Standard running during the NCAA tournament and the technology. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an expert in toilet design, and I hope I have your name right. Is it Johannesson Dinkelperry?
Yes, that's correct. Johannesson Dinkelperry.
Well, welcome to the program, and we wanted to pick your brain
thank
about...
Thank you, Craig. Longtime fan.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Wanted to pick your brain about...
Going back to KRLD, as a matter of fact.
Really? Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the other one, but...
I'm George.
George, yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you,
So
too.
It's okay if we pick your brain about toilet design?
Sure, absolutely. I've been with Commode Renovation and Production Industries for some time now. Crap Industries, and we come up with innovative designs for today's contemporary Americans. You know, Americans really want pizzazz with their toilets these days, and they want charm and sass for their ass. That's what we always say.
Do they really?
They really do. And you know, when you can have just a – I mean, why would you get just a regular toilet when you can have something that is a conversation piece? You know, something you and your friends can gather around the toilet and talk about for a lot.
Do people really gather around the toilet?
They really do, Craig. They really do. In our research, we found that people do that. And that's why we've come up with a line of toilets that I think are really going to be pleasing to your P1 listener people that you have.
Okay. Well, what are some of the new designs?
Well, like the Dick Vitale March Madness Special Plush Flush. This is a new model we have. It's basically a regular toilet with a bunch of glass eyeballs taped to it. But when you flush it, it says, you know, that dump was awesome, baby. You know, and it does the Dick. I mean, he actually recorded the thing. I can't do it. But he actually congratulates you on your mess that you made.
I'm kind of interested in that.
Yeah, that's not bad, I guess, especially this time of year.
A sports fan in all of us.
Yeah.
All right. A sports fan in all of us that wants to get out. That's what it's designed for.
All right. What else you got?
Well, we also have – I know that you guys are broadcasting in cowboy country.
Uh-huh.
Dallas Cowboys seem to be pretty popular there in Dallas, and that's why we've come out with the Larry Allen stool. Now, this one is a This is a very large toilet. Now, this can really accommodate, you know, your post-Thanksgiving celebrations, things like that. And, you know, think of Larry Allen. We all remember him, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Well, he has signed on for this. This is his signature toilet. And, you know, when you're like Larry Allen and your mess is the size of a hay bale, you really need the Larry Allen. I mean, this bowl is so big. I mean, you basically have a sewer tunnel below your bathroom. It's like El Chapo could escape in this thing.
Unfortunately
for you, you just want El Crapo to make his escape, and he will with the Larry Allen signature toilet.
You guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
I would think that would take a lot of special installation if it's...
It does. It takes a team of about 20 diggers to dig and tunnel through up under your... Especially these concrete foundations. They're just horrible to bust through. But you got to do it, you know, to create the big tunnel that gets all the way 200 yards from your house.
Oh, man.
Yeah. As a matter of fact...
And those are selling? You're actually selling those?
Oh, yeah, we've only installed one, and it actually was in the Mexican prison where El Chapo did escape from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also, I know a lot of your listeners are rock pop music fans.
Yes. Rock pop music. Yeah, yes. I guess so.
That's why we encourage you to check out the David Lee Roth signature model.
Hmm. What is that?
Yeah, this is the gigolo himself, David Lee Roth, signature model. It positions you in a double toe-touch pose up on some handicap bars up above the toilet, and you bomb from 4 feet above the bowl.
What's the advantage of that?
Well, it really, really relaxes the colon.
Oh,
matter of fact, it strains it so badly, half the people rip themselves in some fashion or another.
That doesn't sound good.
But when you flush it, it plays Running with the Devil.
Sounds really unnecessary, but interesting.
And, of course, I know a lot of your fans would enjoy the Rosy Rump Dapper Crapper. That is a handsome porcelain throne that's a must-have for all Rosie O'Donnell fans. And if you're like Rosie and never really have anything that's solid, then this is perfect for you.
How do you know that?
research.
These are not real items. There's no way you can actually buy these items.
And for all you, I hope I got the name right. It's called the Commander. It's the George Dunham Signature.
No, that's not an official nickname, and I don't need my own toilet.
It comes in only one color, in mean green. So I mean, you kind of have to have a 1970s decor for this one to really fit your house. But we had to develop tremendous anti skid mark technology for this.
Okay, you know what? We're going to let you go.
I mean, it had to be able to flush 2 dozen softballs, or it wasn't a George Dunham.
All right.
We had a giraffe go to the bathroom in it once and handled it no problem.
A giraffe?
Okay. There is no such product, sir, and there's no need for such a product.
I certainly appreciate you guys having me on. I encourage everyone to check out Commode Reinnovation and Production Industries website.
Or crap.
Or crap,
right.
Crap.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
Jonathan Dinkelpear.
Johannesson Dinkelpear.
Oh, thought you hung up.
Hey, you're on after the dial tone. Oh, there he hung up. All right.